Welcome back to Feels Like Weezer, where we're discussing all of Weezer's songs. I was going to say albums, because we're doing an album special recap.
Right, yeah. Same thing.
All of Weezer's songs, track by track, song by song. I'm Eric Nash from Almost Famous Minute.
And I'm Zach Fracking-Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at The Informal Log.
Hey, Zach, ready to talk about some Red album?
Eric.
I think you've been itching.
I have been up all night for weeks and weeks to come to you and tell you about the Red album and my rankings to recap the Red album. I've just been so darn excited about this. And that was completely 100% serious. You could definitely tell.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm ready to do this, man. Are you? Are you excited about this?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, yeah, and you know, in just the past couple of days so, you know, re-listening to the album in full, you know, that was quite an experience after having kind of done the bit of dissection that we've done between Martin and I, and then you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the two halves, roughly.
I mean, honestly, yeah, I got the bad half. Which we'll get to in our rankings. So, since I was not here for the first half.
Yeah, right.
Would you be okay if I did a bunch of talking here for
a little bit? Yeah, I think you should, yeah.
Let's start with what they released first. The Greatest Man That Ever Lived. This song is incredible. 10 out of 10. It's one of my absolute favorite Weezer songs. I think that just the way that they're able to like seamlessly blend all of these types of music, you know, and it feels like Weezer. It feels like, you know, Weezer, damn it. You can really tell each different kind of genre that they were going for, you know, and I mean, it starts off with that super cringy rap that I just love, you know, and it just kind of spans the gamut. You've got later on, you've got the, you know, the chorus and everything. And I mean, that that's always fun to sing along to. You get to pick a different, you know, it's kind of like that chamber music, you know, choral chamber. It's just, and then it ends with just the traditional Weezer way. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. You know, just taking something, because it's also the same tune to, dance, wherever he may be. I am the Lord of the Dance that he. It's kind of the same thing. You know, because that's just kind of how these churchy folk songs are. But yeah, awesome. Awesome song. I'm bummed that I didn't get to talk about it before, because it's just it is just such a great tune. 10 out of 10. Do you have a rebuttal?
Oh,
I see you only gave it a 9, Eric.
Well, yeah. Well, no rebuttal as far as probably could be on my for my ranking. could be number 1 maybe.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
You know,
you have the spoilers right there, because I ranked it all for my benefit earlier. Mm-hmm. But on our spreadsheet, our wonderful spreadsheet.
Only if I stick with the ratings I gave.
Right.
Which, I mean, as I was going, I would often try to, if I rated X, you know, 7.3, then I want to rate this one a little lower than that, because I don't like it as well.
Right.
So. But I feel like I may have changed my mind in one or two spots. So,
That's acceptable, I guess.
Yeah. We'll get to that momentarily. Yeah.
Next, we've got Dreamin'. It's okay. I'm not a huge fan. You know, it's a good song. It's well done, well put together. It's got that, you know, light and airy, ethereal feeling kind of in the middle, where it does feel like a dream, you know, it's just, it feels a little bit too all over the place, because then you've got the kind of in the middle there that I just felt like didn't fit in any way with the song. I mean, I don't know. It's not my not my cup of tea. So I'm gonna give that one a 7 out of 10. Which Martin definitely disagreed with on that. That was 10 out of 10 from him. And you know, we're kind of on the same wavelength there. So you know, it's okay. It's I think that song is the turning point for the album. From what it goes to amazing to like not great. So you know, like it's definitely that pivot song for me. You could almost say that it's a troublemaker.
Oh yeah.
Which is the next song I'm gonna talk about. It's what a great way to start the album. It's got a great riff. You know, it's got some really weird lyrics, which I'm just a huge fan of. I think it's Weezer at their goofy, you know, best, where, you know, I mean, you rhyme biatch with kiods. Like, come on. That's good. I mean, it's not good, but it's Weezer. It's definitely Rivers Cuomo songwriting, and it's just a banger to kick off the album. I give that an 8.75. And then next, one of the highlights of the album, Pork and Beans. This was when I first started editing again. No, I started editing again with Troublemaker. And then Pork and Beans. And listening to you all talk about the music video for Pork and Beans was killing me. Because, like, I understood pretty much every reference in the music video. Because, like, this was my era of internet growing up, you know? But, God, this is such a good song. This is, it's incredible. I mean, it's, I think it's the song that turned Weezer into what it is today. I think this was their first mainstream viral internet hit for the music video, because it was literally just a bunch of viral videos kind of chained together. And I think it's just such a good song. And it kind of made them their, you know, nerdy, dorky kind of, that cemented them in that era, in that area, instead of, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of all over the place with it. But, absolutely fantastic song. 10 out of 10. Also, if you remember, way back in 2019 when we first started this podcast and we talked about Buddy Holly. Are you back there? Do you remember? Pre-pandemic. I think so.
Oh yeah,
it was maybe like the third time we had talked to each other.
Actually talk, not just
text. Right, yeah, not texting, yeah, like actual vocal talking. I had said I was in a cover band when I was in high school, and we covered Buddy Holly by Weezer. That was our That was one of our songs that we did. And I said there was one other Weezer track. Can you guess what that was?
Well, now I can.
Based on the conversation we've been having right now. Pork and Beans. So, that was the other track that we covered. It's a fun song to sing. It's a fun song to play. It's just got that sick bass riff too. Well, I don't know if it's a bass riff. I don't know. Yeah, that's a bass. That's the bass riff, isn't it? Now that I think about it, I don't know if it is. Or is it like low string guitar? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely, you know, I don't know. It's yeah, that can definitely get lugubrious, you know, whether things are yeah.
Did just you just being say played. Lugubrious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good old seventh grade vocabulary word.
we are shutting down the podcast. You can't say that anymore. You're canceled, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, I think it's just such a great song. And I love that. I love that riff. I love it. It's good. It's a good tune. So 10 out of 10. Heart Songs is another really good one. It's a good one. It's a fun one to listen to. You know, and all the references to there. It's just like every line is a different song. I think there's just a lot of clever wordplay and a lot of clever, you know, writing just in that song. So it doesn't come off just as like a list of things. It's like, oh, okay, if you don't know that song, you know, it's not like you can just quickly look up like Michael Jackson's song. It's, you know, Michael Jackson's In the Mirror, what is that? And then Man in the Mirror. You know, I think it's just kind of a, it could have been something simpler, but they kind of made it into something better.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I referenced Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire in that episode, you know, and that's mm-hmm. definitely, they stepped it up a notch, I think, it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, comparing that to We Didn't Start the Fire is like, it's like comparing a Rembrandt to a Picasso. I don't know. Okay. I've been watching Frasier, so I'm just making references. No, but I mean, it's, you know, I see what you're saying. I understand. All right. So I'm going to give that a 9.5 mm-hmm. out of 10. Like I said, the front half of the album is so good, and then the back half is just not. And then lastly, the only one I didn't get to cover before I came back, I triumphantly returned, was Everybody Get Dangerous, which, oh man, talk about a song that is fun. Like, it's just a fun tune, you know? It's got that fun breakdown in the middle where, you know, you talk about, you know, hey dad, my friend's got some new ninja swords. Like, first off, how does your dad not know that you got new ninja swords? How are you informing them at this moment? Like, who bought them for you? Do you have a ninja sword dealer? And then two, no, you cannot play with your new ninja swords. It's not cool if you smash up this play. Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to cut that out because my voice cracked at the worst possible time. It's a fun song. It's nothing like great. You know, it starts off with the fun car crash sound. Great. Fun. Good. 8.75. Hmm. And that wraps that up. So, the Zach Cap. The Rezac. I should have thought of a fun title for this before I started talking about it. But now we're back to our regular recap style. So, Eric, I guess before we move on to that, do you have any amendments to your ratings or anything you want to give? Or,
well, that would, I don't know.
Oh, but spoil that.
I don't know. The yeah, rank. I don't know okay. that. I don't know that we kind of did that before. The couple times it's happened where I've said, you know, I'm breaking away from how I rated it and mm-hmm. and repositioned things. I think I did that a couple times myself, and I feel like you might have done it as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, yeah, I think we should. I think we should just kick right into it and leave things where they are. But
all right, yeah. Well, let's play the rarity of the of Martin's oeuvre.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here on Feels Like Weezer, the ranking song.
Ranking songs is really cool. Yeah, ranking songs is great. But every now and then we need some time to aggregate.
What a great tune. Good job, Martin. We miss you. We love you. Rip in peace. He's not dead.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I guess, Eric, do you want to start with your number 10?
Sure. Yeah. I am going to stick with what I rated lowest here. Automatic.
All right. There we go. You and me both.
Yeah. And yeah.
Oh, go ahead. And, go ahead
and,
with
and,
your.
And just, yeah. And just, you know, in re-listening, oh boy, it's, yeah, it's just of the album, the two or three times I did that in the past few days. This is a tough spot there, you know.
Yeah, Pat.
I mean, the only thing that saves it is I know it's how much better it's getting for the next song. So, for that last and final song.
Right. Yeah. It's
Pat, otherwise, I would hope I was in a situation like you were, where you never heard the
right last
three or four songs.
This was the first time I heard it, and it's like, I guess I didn't miss much. Well, and it's weird because like I see on the Weezer subreddit a lot, people talk about how much they love Automatic, and I'm like,
oh, really?
How? I just don't get it. Yeah, it's my number 10 as well. You know, we love you, Pat. You know, feels like Weezer is very much pro Pat, but. You know, this was this ain't it, man. This ain't it. So, and then is it you or then it gets
back to you know okay. stick with the same person when we're turning from the
oh for the number 9 yeah. Sorry, it's been so long.
Oh my gosh,
I've done this. all right, so my number 9 is Cold Dark World.
Oh, wow.
It's this song. When I was going through and getting my rankings ready, I'm like, okay, I do not remember how this song sounds. So, which again was, this was where my CD would skip, but, and everyone just heard you let one rip. That's an Eminem lyric. I don't know if you caught that or not. So anyway, I don't know. It's not a good tune. Not a great one. Like I said, back half not so good. Eric, what about you?
Yeah, so this is where we're going to divert a little bit here, at least one spot. Dreamin' is my number 9.
Really?
Yeah. That's how much it went down in my estimation.
Wow. Yeah. It sure did, didn't it? Why is that? What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, a little bit maybe with what you said, that weird middle eight or whatever, you know, bridge. But also, it's just, I don't know, it's almost too catchy. Because I certainly did come away from the re-listening with that one of all the songs. I don't know if it just so happened. I was like in the middle of my last re-listen, and that's where I stopped before, you know, like the third one maybe. And I didn't even bother with the latter half of the album, roughly. But that was the last one, maybe. Maybe that's why it was in my head earlier this evening.
Yeah.
A good bit. But, I just don't like that it's that catchy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, my number 8 will be Everybody Get Dangerous.
Oh.
And I even tied with having those two tied, but then I threw Dreamin' under the bus.
That's fine. It can stay there. That's all right with me.
Yeah, but you know, for the Everybody Getting Dangerous, I think it's that. I know we had a little bit of fun with it, but that booyah, you know.
I love the booyah. I love the booyah so much. I forgot about the booyah. I gotta change my rankings. All right. Everybody Get Dangerous gets 10 for up. The Booyah. Yeah. It's the number 1 greatest Weezer song ever made. I get that, you know, and it's a weird phrase, but you gotta remember it was 2008 when this came out. Everybody was saying Booyah. Couldn't walk down the street without somebody saying Booyah to ya. Booyah to ya. It's what we call bars. I can live with that. I can live with that, Eric. My number 8 is Dreamin', for the reasons I said. I don't think I need to talk about it anymore. So I'm just going to move on to number 7, which I thought I knew.
But,
so I'm going to have to...
You forgot it?
I'm going to have to look up. I'm going to have to look up what my answer here is. Oh, it's Thought I Knew, the song. what is it? Track number 7. I rank it number 7. Mm-hmm. it's just, it's okay. It's all right. You know, it's, but yeah, it's just okay. I mean, I wouldn't rank it as one of the absolute worst Weezer songs. I'd probably put it in like a middle of,
oh yeah.
You know, so, if we were to ever do something like that, it would probably be like a solid okay song, you know. But I just not, it's not great. It's not great. Mm-hmm. Rivers is truly the songwriting powerhouse of this group. I said it. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is therapy works. But what is therapy, Eric?
Well, Zach, it's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work, not dealing well with stress. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better, because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself, because you are your greatest asset. And special offer to Feels Like Weezer listeners, you can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at BetterHelp.com/Weezer.
That's BetterHelp.com/Weezer. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
What's your number 7?
Oddly enough, it's the same. Thought I knew.
Buddy.
Number 7 as well.
It's because we've been away from each other for so long. Now, we have finally returned, and our brainwaves are matching up. But do you have anything else to add to that?
No, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just, again, it's just this latter half. It's these three songs by the other guys that what you're just saying, Reavers is the powerhouse. And I mean, hey, they all three of them, they definitely have their chops, you know, their their roles in the band, and then they can write a decent songs. These aren't necessarily really bad songs, but they're
not Weezer songs
compared to the rest. Yeah, not quite hitting it.
To me, honestly, ultimately, what it comes down to is they're not Weezer songs. Mm-hmm. They're songs from other projects that should not have been put on this album.
Yeah.
I said it, and I'm gonna live with it. Okay, fight me, Weezer subreddit.
Yeah. So then my number 6, you know, people might be able to predict, is Cold Dark World, which, you know, yeah, I've gotten all through all three. No, wait, yeah, you did.
I did too. Yeah. They were my, okay, my yeah. 10, 8, and 7.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the crazy thing here is that hey, it's Scott. It's, you know, hey, is he the one that you expect? I did not expect him to have the three songs written by the three other guys. Mm-hmm. He's the one that gets the best one. Wow, cool. Okay,
you never expect the bassist, do you? Is that that's what it is? I understand. Coincidentally, our bassist was the best player in the Marmalade Concoction, which was my cover band in high school. So, but my number 6, Everybody Get Dangerous. I think that it's okay. I mean, I've already said my piece about it, so I'm not going to go too far into it. But yep, that's my number 6.
Booyah.
Booyah. So take that, Eric. My number 5 is Troublemaker. Which by no means makes this a bad song, it being the middle of my ranking. It's just like, it's a good tune. It's fun. It's you know, it's a great way to start the album, like I said, and I don't know, I think it's, I think it's good. The first, I'm telling you, the front half of Red is the best Weezer EP ever. and then the rest of it could go somewhere else. So, yeah, that's my number five.
Yeah, and my number five now is Pork and Beans.
I was going to lose my mind if it was the same one. I saw your cursor on your spreadsheet hovering over it. I'm like, nah, this ain't going to happen. No.
I'm trying to fool you.
Fool ya. All right, yeah. So why? I mean, again, it's not that low. I mean, it's you gave it an 8. It looks like so. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a bad song.
You know, and I haven't watched it really since then. But I definitely want to go back and watch the video more. And that would, in a sense, if I were counting videos, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm really not. You know, I would probably rank it higher.
So
because the video it really is that really cool and awesome, you know.
Did The Greatest Man That Ever Live get a music video?
Yes.
Well, I didn't
watch it. There was one that we discussed a little bit. And yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's something.
Oh boy. So our Patreon goal will be to get No, I'm kidding. But okay, all right.
It's good. Almost like an official, unofficial music video. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
It's the music video that wasn't supposed to be or something. Yeah. Number four then is what your five was, Troublemaker. So it doesn't take long to show back up here.
There we go.
And like you said before, I mean it's just a great way to kick off the album and has a good thump to it. That's for sure.
I think that's a good phrase, a good thump to it. It's got quite the thump. A not so icky thump. That is a White Stripes mm-hmm. reference. Mm-hmm. My number four, The Angel and the One. We covered that a lot last episode. I think it's good. It's a good song. It's I think part of it is that it's a great song because it comes off the heels of three not so great songs, four not so great songs, in my opinion. But it's okay, you know. It's a good tune. It's got that Only in Dreams feel. I like it. I like it. My number three mm-hmm. is Heart Songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, which I've gone over. I was trying to think what my favorite lyric there was. Probably it takes two to make a thing go right if the Fresh Prince starts a fight. I think that one's my favorite little bit. I forgot to mention at all the that kind of breakdown towards the end where they talk about, you know, when they started their band. I don't know, it makes me feel oddly emotional every time I listen to it. Like, it kind of makes me want to cry whenever I hear it, in a good way. It's just a really good song. Really good song. So number three, Heart Songs.
Mm-hmm. My number three is also Heart Songs.
Oh, Eric. Yay. Dying.
Line it back up again for 7 and 3.
10, 7, and 3. Thank you.
Yeah, and just to add to that, like, I mean, you mentioned your favorite lyric. I'm going to go with the one that was actually kind of the mistake one. Debbie Gibson, tell me that you think we're all alone. Because that was really Tiffany.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and he left it in. But apparently at concerts, he will, I guess, correct it himself sometimes.
Nice. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. That's a really – that's good catch, Eric. Yeah. I'm glad we've got you on the case.
I'm pretty sure I
read and the boys at Weezerpedia. Thank you, Dylan. All right, here we go. Number two. This is
And that's my number two, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My number two is Angel and the One.
Okay. All right. I get that.
Yeah.
What a, so what, cause I know you like Only in Dreams so right. much. Mm-hmm. So what is the, what, it, where does this rank compared to Only in Dreams? I gotta know.
I mean, I did, I rated it at the 8.9. So definitely not the 10 that I gave.
Oh, okay. Dreams, all right. All right. You know? All right. But fair, yeah, fair. I mean,
And there's at least this one last song that we're going to talk about in a little bit more, just a second. That definitely is higher, but I mean, there's plenty of other songs that are higher too. You know, at least as of the way I rated them, but that right. could all change here, maybe in a couple, few months. People yeah. might hear a few months.
Who yeah. knows? We'll find out. My number two, Pork and Beans. Pork and Beans just always has a really special place in my heart.
That's cool.
You know, it was one of those kind of, especially for me, a watershed moment where I enjoyed Weezer a lot. Mm-hmm. Just playing it, you know, in the band, and you know, just the song just slaps, dude. It just slaps like you would slap pork and beans onto a faux English breakfast. Don't you think that, mate? All right. So my number one. Our number one.
Yeah, our number one. Is, 1, 3, and 7.
That's... And 10.
Oh, and 10. Yeah.
And 9 and 6, cool. You flip them upside down.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty much the same. Anyway, The Greatest Man That Ever Lived, Variations on a Shaker Hymn. I mean, what can we say? I mean, what can I say? It's great. It's just such a great song. And it shows the depth and breadth of Weezer. Of River's songwriting. And I didn't even mention, again, the spoken word breakdown in the middle, which, again, super cringy, but I love it. Absolutely love it. I love everything about the song. I don't think there's a single part of the song that I will, like, go, ugh, I don't like this part. Which, you know, you kind of get that with these kind of medley songs, you know? There's usually a part in the middle where you're like, oh, this is bad. This one's not good. Okay, I take that back. The cop car sounds. Not a fan of that.
Well, especially only when I'm driving.
Yeah. But otherwise, you know, it is it's just, it's so good. Especially coming off of Troublemaker, you know, it's solid. 10 out of 10. Best song on the album. Best song since Maladroit, I would say. Which even that, you know, that's not saying a whole lot.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna give you something in our little chat, whatchamacallit, okay. Here. This is the alternate cover for the single. Have you seen that?
I don't think so. No. Of okay, here we go. Oh my god. okay, Eric, I'm gonna need you to Photoshop some faces so we can make this our episode art. So I don't know. Are these like cricket uniforms or something?
Yeah.
So for the we'll link it down in the episode description. But so Rivers has
it almost his seems more like maybe like polo.
Polo that actually makes more sense. Yeah. But oddly enough, none of them are wearing polos. They're all wearing button-down shirts.
Yeah.
So. it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So they're all wearing like kind of like light pink button-down shirts. They're all staring off kind of into the middle distance, except for Brian, who's staring directly at the camera down in the corner. It's a sunny day outside. You've got the sun in between the two E's. And they're wearing helmets with face guards.
Holding, yeah, two of them with face guards.
I think those might be polo sticks. You're right. Yeah, Pat and Scott are wearing face guards. Rivers has his own face guard, which is his mustache.
I think they're all they are actually all polos. They look like button down a bit.
Are they? Oh, they are. But yeah, they polos are polos with
pockets.
They are wearing polos.
They are. Which makes sense. If they're playing polo.
I apologize. I retract my statement from earlier. and then in just the plainest font underneath, it says "The Greatest Man That Ever Lived," Variations on a Shaker Hymn. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. This is a great day. This is a great moment for me. But Eric, so what do you have to say about your number one pick?
Oh yeah, well I mean yeah, and it's just the reiteration that they, while it's not a totally brand new thing, that the idea of them doing this medley of a lot of different styles of songs, because that's very much. It's very much. I feel like they had to have heard The Who's "A Quick One" while he's away. And if you haven't heard that, Zach, you definitely need to go check it out. All our listeners should.
I will have to check that. What album was it on?
Oh well, it's actually the same titled album. It's actually kind of more like an EP-ish kind of thing. Definitely like just a little bit before Tommy. So it's like probably 68, I think.
Oh, when it
came out. And they actually even performed that song. It's the only song they perform on a variety type show that the Rolling Stones did. Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. And if you go to YouTube, you'll and at least type in to watch it, to see a live version of it. That's probably the version.
I'm sorry. The only website I go to is Weezerpedia. So. Yeah. No, I have to check that out. I listened to a lot of The Who when I was younger. That was why I asked the song. But
well, the other things that are on the album are like Boris the Spider is, you know, really great. John Entwistle, bass guitarist, his try at writing. I'm pretty sure they do the Batman cover on it.
Yeah. Did not know that Who did 60s, a Batman cover. You know. So is this the song you're talking about? It's like a medley kind of song.
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah, and then a lot of different styles. I mean, and you know, definitely there's like some country in it, and you know, not as many styles as maybe this, because this, you know, I mean, he you know, 30 years later has more styles, genres to go from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But all right, okay. Eric. You have a thing that you do.
So yeah, so definitely between the two of us, our two rankings, the kind of ranking average, kind of order ends up being Greatest Man That Ever Lived, of course, at number one, and then two tied for the second place, Heart Songs and The Angel and the One. Just one by itself, I guess, technically at fourth place. They technically do it when there's ties. They skip over the however many.
Right.
Pork and Beans. And then it looks like we got Troublemaker at fifth, I think we're at now. And then we have another big tie. Or no, not big, just two. Everybody Can Dangerous and Thought I Knew. Then Cold Dark World. And just two left. So number nine technically is Dreamin, and of course Automatic comes in at the last.
Is anybody surprised like how we shared at that? You know, we've got this brainwave here. You know, we're thinking the same here, Eric, with our number ones and our number tens. So that's what's important. All right. Yeah. So there it is. Mm-hmm. Our ranking for this album. Now, I normally don't play the outro music when I'm editing, but I'm going to do it anyway. So take us out, Martin.
We hope you found this segment interesting. These have been our rankings.
All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening and for dealing with us during this kind of wonky time. You know, it's good to be back in the saddle. I've enjoyed podcasting again. We will start having guests again. It's just I wanted to get back in the groove of things, Eric. You know, he's been hounding me this whole time. Every 2 days he texts me, when are we having guests again? And I'll be like, look, man, let's just pump the brakes. No, I'm kidding. But I'm really excited to be back. I'm really excited, especially to talk about Ratitude. But we've got some stuff in between that we need to cover first. So I guess that's I want to thank our guests for this season. James Anderson, Asterios Kokonos, Johan Joseph, Alice Lauren, returning guest, Nick Trezinka, another returning guest. And then Alex Robinson, who, again, super bummed I didn't get to talk to Comic Book Alex. It was a little devastating when I found out that I wouldn't be able to attend that recording session. But no, we had some great guests this season. Really excited for what the future brings to Feels Like Weezer. This is the last full album before our 100th episode. Hard to believe that we haven't made it there yet. So let's not count our chickens here. And I want to thank you, Eric, for
thank you, Zach.
Being the tent pole upon which we raise our tent. I wasn't going to say pitch our tent.
No. Yeah.
Of Feels Like Weezer. Thank you all, Eric, please. Tell us the things you do.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Zach, again to you. That's you were the man with the plan. You had the original idea. And I really appreciate having me on board and
quit it, you.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Like I said,
that's the sound of me patting myself on the back.
Almost Famous Minute, where this show and Almost Famous Minute are both on the Pantheon Podcast Network. You can find a bunch of other great shows there at pantheonpodcast.com. But also Watchmen Minute. Go back way back in the day, my first podcast where I was a host and editor, producer, what have you. All those good things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the good old Movies by Minutes style.
Boy. That's gotten, I'm not going to say out of control, but out of control lately. There's so many of them out there, but lots of great podcasts to listen to, lots of good people, and chances are you'll hear me or Eric talking on them at some point, because we like to guest on them. But and I'm Zach Frecking-Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at The Informal Log. Check out my blog, FreckingSmithBooks.com. And then, of course, it wouldn't be an episode of Feels Like Weezer without us telling you, please check us out on Twitter at Feels Like Weezer. You can find us on Facebook, Feels Like Weezer. You can also join the Feels Like Weezer Listener Society on Facebook. We talk there on occasion. You can send me an email, feelslikeweezer@gmail.com. I would be happy to talk with you all about about our ratings for Automatic and how much you disagree with me on that. And then, of course, if you really like the show, if you'd like to support us, you can always check out our TeePublic. I think we have a couple of shirts on there still. I don't know if all of them got taken down. You can also support us through Ko-fi, which the link is down in the thingamadoog, the show notes. And then you can also leave us a review. That one's free. You don't have to do anything. Leave us a review. Leave us a rating on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. So, Eric.
Yes, sir. Are we having our bad ending?
Yeah, I honestly don't know where to go from here. So, and now we're out of here. Catch you on the flippity flip. 'Cause it feels like
Weezer. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.